Warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border.
On the eve of massive protests planned around Venezuela, the Trump administration has released a video on social media calling for the overthrow of the socialist government in Caracas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Vice President Mike Pence called for the country's people to make your voices heard.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
The U.S. supports the leader of the National Assembly.
The United States supports the courageous decision by Juan Guaido, the president of your National Assembly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump sent a letter to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday, pledging to continue on with the State of the Union address, saying that there's no security concerns around the event. Senate leaders are setting up votes on competing bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown on Thursday. Now, neither bill is expected to advance. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger tells Fox News the president has made a great offer to the Democrats.
Usually some solution will come out of the Senate. That's what I've seen in the past. I hope the Senate can come up with some kind of a negotiated solution that we can get out of this because there's so much damage being done. And ultimately, even if one side wins, do you really win after all this?
Covington High School student Nicholas Sandman said in an interview on the Today Show that he wishes the encounter he had with a Native American would have gone a little bit differently. Covington High School is open after being closed yesterday due to security concerns. This is USA Radio News.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
GM now admits it has a big problem brewing at their Toledo, Ohio plant. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Two federal lawsuits have been filed accusing the automaker of ignoring severe racial harassment. The company says it's now urgently working to identify which of its employees turned the Toledo plant into a hateful, racist place. African-American workers alleged they were routinely disparaged, not only with the repeated use of the N-word, but also with nooses, swastikas, and whites-only graffiti on the bathroom doors. GM's admission comes after months of sidestepping claims from 11 black workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A new survey out from Gallup says more adults now are without health insurance than ever. As of late 2018, about 14% of Americans remained uninsured. The study did not ask why folks do not have health insurance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
New York Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez recently claimed that the world will end in 12 years due to climate change and says the Trump administration is doing little about it. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders reacts to the comments on Fox News.
Look, I don't think we're going to listen to her on much of anything, particularly not on matters that are we're going to leave into the hands of a much, much higher authority, and certainly not listen to the freshman congresswoman on when the world may end. We're focused on what's happening in the world right now. We wish that Democrats like herself would engage in that conversation, help us fix some of the current problems we know exist, and work with us to get some things done, particularly on the border.
On the eve of massive protests planned around Venezuela, the Trump administration has released a video on social media calling for the overthrow of the socialist government in Caracas. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Vice President Mike Pence called for the country's people to make your voices heard.
Nicolas Maduro is a dictator with no legitimate claim to power. He's never won the presidency in a free and fair election, and he's maintained his grip of power by imprisoning anyone who dares to oppose him.
The U.S. supports the leader of the National Assembly.
The United States supports the courageous decision by Juan Guaido, the president of your National Assembly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to our show. My name is Richard Scuderi and our program is called Modern Design. Thank you for tuning in to us. We're going into six. I think we're at year six, which is pretty amazing. I have a guest in studio today who's been with us many times before, right, Dottie? Mm-hmm. Many times before. And truth be told, she was the reason that I decided to do this. I think, Dottie, was it you or your husband?
My husband, John.
How did he, I feel like you're on a mic.
He saw an advertisement in a local newspaper for Chamber Radio, and he said, you know who'd be good for this? I said, who? He said, Rich.
Wow, there was a little divine intervention there. So thanks to Dottie. It wasn't even on my radar at the time, although my original degree is in broadcasting and communication, is to do this venue, this platform where we speak on the radio and talk about design. And it just was such a pleasure, and I really owe you that. Let's talk a little bit about Dottie now. Dottie is one of the best realtors in Huntington County. She's right here in Fleming, in the Weichert office. So tell us a little bit before we get into our program, and our topic today happens to be mindful fixes, things that you can do to your home that will also have good resale value. Tell me a little about your experience starting and reinventing yourself and going into real estate.
I originally used to be a faux painter and realized at some point that wasn't going to be good anymore. I'm, you know, with age, you don't want to be doing that kind of work.
But, Dottie, I think the bigger part of that is not necessarily that you weren't always able to do it. It's that times changed and people weren't full painting anymore.
That's exactly it.
That kind of went away.
That was the reason also of changing careers.
Sure.
Back in, was it 2009, 2010, something like that. Mm-hmm. And I just felt having the background of going in someone's home for the first time, meeting people for the first time, I think stepping right into real estate was the perfect route.
In a way, there's kind of a synergy because, in fact, you were doing that. You were going into people's house. It was very personal. Sorry about that. A little boo-boo there. Sorry. You were already making that connection on a residential level, and people were giving you confidence, and you had seen a lot of homes and what worked and what didn't hurt. Mm-hmm. So I think it was good credit, you know, to you. To
good step, good stepping.
It was actually a good thing. So now you're right here on the circle, right?
Yes.
In the Flemington office. And do you find that most of your work happens to be residential? Or do you also do some commercial?
I have a few commercial. I have some commercial properties that I've listed and that I've sold, but it is more mainly residential.
What areas do you, in your range, because I know you can do other parts of New Jersey, but what are the, what are your specialty areas? What do you pretty much cover? I know you do Hunterdon, and I probably think you would also do Mercer, right?
Yeah, correct. Okay. Mercer County. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Hopewell Township, Pennington, Hunterdon County, exactly.
Okay. All right, we're going to take some commercial messages, and we're going to do the weather, which is, I think it's going to maybe warm up a little bit and then get cold and so on. Let's take some commercial messages. We'll take a breather, and a lot more of our show today. It's Mindful Fixes on Modern Design.
Yeah. Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for Modern Design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we are back live in studio with Modern Design. My guest today happens to be Dottie Polak. She's with Weikert Realtors in Flemington. Great realtor if you're looking to maybe even just see, you know, test your feet in the water. She's a great person to contact. Dottie, so let's start the show by saying how they can get in touch with you. Just they're curious. Maybe they want to just have a sit down to see if it's even feasible to sell or, you know, what you think, maybe an assessment of price. How can they get in touch with you?
Sure. They can call me on my cell number. My cell is 609-357-8436 or my email dottiepolak@comcast.net.
Terrific. All right, let's take a look at today's weather and see what the National Weather Service is telling us. Is it going to be super? Oh, I see yellow, which is not a good thing. Okay, so this afternoon it's a slight chance of rain, 20%, high of 40 degrees. Not so bad with the weather, with the temperature anyway. Tonight, 70 to 100% chance of rain likely with a low of 39. On Thursday, there's a flood watch expected, 100% chance of heavy rain on Thursday with a high of 52 degrees. On Thursday night, 30% chance of showers and partly cloudy with a low of 26. On Friday, it's going to be a sunny and clear day with a high of 33. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low of 15. On Saturday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 28. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 19. I hate those low numbers. And then Sunday, there's a chance again of snow. What is this with Sunday and snow? Don't you think they've been like going together that people say Sunday and snow?
Yeah. I remember a couple of years ago, we had weekends. It was just snowing every weekend.
Do you remember, Dottie, when we were kids? I think it was my eighth grade year, or about the same age. And like every Sunday it snowed. It was great. And you'd listen to the radio to see if the snow.
For the next day.
Exactly. So our topic today happens to be mindful fixes. And I'm going to go through every room with you because you and I have been doing this a long time. And what you think is a mindful fix and so on. Mm-hmm. I want to start with the outside of mindful fixes. I went to a house last night, Hopewell, lovely home. But I so often think, and we say this on the program a lot, the look of a house, the feel, the opportunity to get somebody emotionally invested in a house starts with the outside, even before you get in.
First impression.
Exactly. And I think this is how people buy houses now. And we've talked about this before. I think people buy houses today visually on the internet. Because people will probably narrow down if something doesn't look appealing to them.
Exactly.
So the first step would be go to the internet in your price range, and then you go, I guess you would refer them to the Weikert site or any multiple listing site.
Weikert.com.
Weikert.com. And let's say they look at houses between $350 and $550, and they look at those houses online. What are they looking at, you think?
Well, the first picture is usually the front of the house.
Right, it's the front of the house. And people don't realize, even in wintertime, it's very important to make the front of the house appealing. And that's often really hard to do because it is winter. And you have that sort of white dust on everything, and it's not that hard to
do. Or some dead leaves around.
Exactly. And so some of the simple things that we can do that we've talked about on the show is just to keep the front of your area clean. Maybe sometimes just wipe down the front door because it gets that sort of...
it's like a dusty kind of
like
thing.
Like that dusty kind of thing that doesn't look attractive. One of the things that you had said on a previous show here was something that I didn't think about was maybe putting on a new mat, right? Mm-hmm. Sort of a fresh mat,
yeah.
Something that has texture or beautiful color,
yeah.
So it stands, you know, with the snow. Another thing that I like to add is a seasonal wreath. We did a show about what to do after the Christmas tree goes down. Take down that Christmas wreath. Maybe if it's fresh greens, maybe leave the greens up and put a gorgeous white bow or gray mm-hmm. or something with texture.
Yes.
Or take it down or do something that's artificial, that's kind of nice looking, that has a pop at the front
mm-hmm.
door.
Something winterish.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then when you take something that has sort of a focus, so when you take a shot of the front door and people are looking at that first, it's appealing to them. Other than that, and another thing that you had said in a previous show was about just sort of the brush in the beds, kind of keeping those, like, mm-hmm. if you forgot the dead leaves.
Right.
When a day that's a little bit warmer but not raining, kind of clean that out.
Yes.
Anything else that maybe that I'm not thinking of as just sort of a fix?
No, but I think mainly the leaves is the problem because it just I have a contract on a house and they just don't take care of the leaves. And it's probably about a foot thick of
yeah.
leaves in the front.
And it's a turn-off.
It is a turn-off. And it's an expensive home, and it really should have been cleaned out.
And then, you know what? Something as simple as leaves, when people are looking at 15 houses in a certain price range, it might turn people off that they're not going to make a bid on a house.
Right, because it shows neglect.
Yeah, and then you're thinking, what else is not?
Exactly.
Correct. So it starts with that. But then let's talk a little bit about the inside and pictures. I want to go room by room with you, and I want to go where you think the money is often best spent. And I wonder if sometimes the money is best spent in different price categories of what you should do as well. You know, there's always been a thought with people that are selling that, why should I fix my house for somebody else? And I think years ago that was a little bit harder to justify because you and I both talked about 20 years ago, everybody did what? They went west, young man, right? Because they wanted to be in the newer area. They wanted a bigger footprint. They wanted a bigger building lot. So I think people, if they were buying resale houses 20 to 25 years ago, were much more willing to take on a project. I think today that's probably the opposite. You
I
tell
agree.
Me, what do you see from people that are looking to buy, especially in the 100 and Mercer Flemington area, when they're looking to buy a resale home out here?
If it's between 275 and 400,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at a younger set of people.
Right.
They want everything done.
Wow.
Finding a home in that price range with completely renovated to the taste of younger folk
right.
Is not that often.
No.
It's rare.
Right. And in order to get someone's house sold, I think, in this market, which actually is really getting better because I see there's market activity.
Mm-hmm.
Interest rates are still low.
Yeah.
And
it's been a busy winter.
Yeah, which is good. But you've mm-hmm. always been consistently busy, which is pretty good.
I am,
but
yeah.
you put a lot of effort into that. I know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but in that market set, those people, the tastes of those people are quite different, aren't they?
Yes.
And many of us bought colonial homes and we decorated them in a very traditional fashion. The funny part in my career is I've done this for such a long time is for the first time, I think, in my career, traditional often can look dated.
Yes.
Which is weird
yes.
because the shelf life of traditional is clearly much longer. And I would actually say some of the things that I'm doing today for people will have a much shorter shelf life, right? Because they're kind of taste specific.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, I think we returned to the 80s a little bit in our decorating, right? With the way things are, a little bit more on the contemporary side. Remember
mm-hmm.
all the lacquer of the
clean, crisp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that the run of that true traditional interior style, how does it appeal to you now? Or when you look at it on listings, when you see a house and it's got that real sort of colonial traditional
like
style.
Like a front hall colonial. The comments I get from people, oh, the rooms are too boxy.
Yeah.
Because many times the living room is on its own.
Right.
You can't cut through to get, say, to the kitchen or dining room, and it's a room on its own.
Uh-huh.
And somebody says, oh, you can't get out of here, only one way in and out. I get that a lot.
Right.
I'm finding everybody wants everything opened
yeah.
concept.
The open concept. Do you think people are willing to, because some people really cannot realize you can turn anything into anything. The difference is two things. One is you have to have the money to be able to open up the walls. And two is the support if it's a load-bearing wall to have some sort of a beam or something that carries across to hold the weight if there's a second floor. But are there people still that are willing or can see that a house can be more open?
Yes, they can see that they want it open, but don't want to put the effort into getting it done.
Does anybody ever tell you they like enclosed rooms and they don't want that? Because I have see the look on all the TV programs, all the media, all the stuff on all the sites is open.
It's funny. I showed a townhouse a couple of weeks ago, and very nice style, very open. You walk in the door, huge living room, dining room combo with a wall that separated. On the other side of the dining room was the family room.
Right.
She says, oh, I'd want to remove this. I said, why would you want living room, dining room, and family room all one room?
Right, it seems odd.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I said, I wouldn't remove it.
Right.
You got to have some separation.
Sure. There are practical reasons, I think, for separations, and depending upon the style of the house, more contemporary style house or transitional style house could be more open. But sometimes you have to sort of respect the architecture.
Mm-hmm.
What I do think is happening now for the first time as long as I've worked in the industry is people are not necessarily as much decorating to what the architecture is.
I agree with that too.
Now that's something that I would have said even 10 years ago, you're not to do this.
Right.
Now I can't fight it anymore because it's this sort of new kind of industrial look that's happening is rampant. And I think people want that because that looks fresh to them.
Yeah.
So I am often now taking a center hall colonial and replacing traditional furnishings with transitional furnishings. And sometimes one or two pieces, maybe a light fixture or so on, that's a little bit even tweaking that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that personally? What do you think about that in terms of your job is to get the pictures that make the house look the newest it can look.
Yes.
So what do you think about that personally versus about selling your listings?
Personally, with using, say, like you said, a center hall colonial and then putting some transitional pieces in there that may be a little bit more modern, to me looks a little off. I think you've got to really keep it with the flow as far as cabinetry and everything, too, to help bring it all together. You can't have like dark pine cabinets and then have a more contemporary styled furniture.
Because it still has to flow.
Yes, it still has to flow.
But I see my young, the people that work for me, my clients that are young, they buy houses based upon neighborhood, by school district and so on. And established neighborhoods are going to have older houses.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to have the furnishings that go with the architecture of the house.
No,
I
they
see
don't.
That. They don't. And that's sort of a kind of a dilemma, I think, for me as a designer, because even if you wanted to find more traditional furnishings, fabrics, and so on, they're not available anymore.
No.
A lot of my books, my wallpaper books, my my carpeting books, those things have been discontinued, and the stuff is much more transitional, pushing contemporary.
Yes.
So the balance of that, I think, is kind of tough. The other thing that I wanted to ask you was if somebody has a home and it has a very colonial or traditional interior, when those shots go up, do people get turned off to that?
I don't think so. I tell people just make sure you put a lot of things away. Declutter is big because that I tell people don't look at what the furniture is, if it's a hutch or a sideboard and oak furniture or something like that. You know, that's going to be going.
Yeah, they're going to take that with them. You're not looking at the room size.
Look at the room size.
Yeah.
Don't even look at carpet or paint color. That's all can be changed.
Exactly. All right, Daddy, we're going to take a couple commercial messages, and we'll be back with a lot more of Modern Design.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm alive here in studio. My guest and personal friend is Dottie Polak, and she's with Weichert Realtor. She's one of the top realtors in their office. Very dynamic, very hands-on, I would have to say, from my experience and experiences of people that have dealt with her in business through the years. Again, Dottie, to reach you, maybe to just talk about their home, whether they want to trade up a little bit or maybe get a price evaluation, or what's they call that, COM?
CMA.
A CMA.
Comparative Market Analysis.
Okay. How can they reach you?
My cell is 609-357-8436, or email, it's DottiePolak@comcast.net.
Our topic today happens to be mindful fixes, and that is fixes to the home that make economic sense. Because people often say, to you, oh, this is my forever house.
Yes.
I would have bought into that 15 years ago, but there is no forever house for anybody. And knowing that life is very uncertain, you want to make sure, you know, home improvements are expensive, and some more than others, but you want to make sure that what you're doing not only is pleasing to you, but on the back end is not going to cost you money, actually, or time, or whatever it is, keeping you free to go to your next step, or mm-hmm. if things change, that you are in your best bet. So I want to start room by room, as we talked about, with something that's kind of funny, and you kind of maybe were a little intuitive. The first room I want to talk about is the living room, because the concept for a living room for most people is a dated concept. Now, we grew up in a center hall colonial, back to that word again, and the biggest room in our house was a room that we never used, and that is the living room. And I don't know if that was your life experience or your friend's life experience, but it's been my life experience that homes that were built of that time period, the 60s, the 70s, and maybe even like the 80s and early 90s, that living room didn't get much use.
Mm-hmm.
Living rooms often, as you say, are disconnected from the rest of the house or cut off in their own rectangular mm-hmm. space. Do you find people say, I don't care about a living room anymore?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They do.
People prefer one room. And one room is like a family room, TV room, slash living room. And a lot of them that have that wish to have a finished basement.
Mm-hmm.
So when folks are upstairs, kids have a place to go to, not toys in the one room.
Right. I did a house, an estate home, actually, up in South Orange on the mountain, and that house was built in the 1920s. Mm-hmm. Their living room was tremendous, and it was very, very formal. And they had this little cubbyhole next to their kitchen that was their family room, and they would have holidays and watch TV, and they all squeezed into a sofa that was basically the size of the room and avoided the living room. So one of the things that I had to do, and I wanted to bring this up as a mindful renovation, is making your living room, if you have a freestanding living room that's a large room and it doesn't make sense to open up to anything else, this ran front to back, so what right. are you going to open it up to? Making your living room less formal.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Yes. Make it livable.
Right. Make it a room that you use.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a very important issue in today's topic. When I went to sell my last house, not this house, but 14 years ago when I was selling my last house, some people did come through and say, I don't see myself in this house because it's too formal. I have kids, coloring books, this, that, and the other thing. We live in our rooms. And they didn't see, and I had to dumb it down a little bit.
And you know, it's interesting. Once the furniture's out, it's four walls.
Right.
But people look at what furniture's in there and consider that too formal. I've heard this before, and I've said to people, well, what happens if it was empty?
Right.
You're still looking at four walls.
But I think it sets up a mindset is a formal living room.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did in this house in South Orange is I made it what I would call casually elegant. And we took most of the furniture, if not all the furniture, out of the space. I did a new rug that didn't have fringe on it, that was more transitional. I made the furniture a little bit more comfortable and approachable. I did a big ottoman, a pretty ottoman, but a big ottoman that you could put your feet up on. We did add a television above the fireplace, but did it in a tasteful way and made it casual. And that's the room they spend all their time in because that's how their layout works. I think that's a good idea in a mindful renovation for resale. How about you?
I agree.
I think the days of formal rooms for a while anyway, not so much.
I've been in some homes that have a lot of children, and they've turned the formal living room into a playroom.
Right.
Another TV in there for kids, a casual kid couch, that type of a thing.
I was in a listing about 2 weeks ago in Hunterdon that a friend was showing, and I walked through to give an opinion because it wasn't selling. And one of the things, now this wasn't the reason it wasn't selling, but one of the things that they did that I also see, not trending so much, but people are doing it, if they host all the holidays, they turn the formal living room into the dining room. People have told me a living room is useless to me, but I still need a dining room. I do Christmas,
yes.
I do Thanksgiving, I do the summer holidays, and
yes.
I need one large room on the first floor that can accommodate that.
Mm-hmm.
So turning a formal living room into a dining room and having that be the space.
Mm-hmm.
Good idea, bad idea?
I like that idea.
Yeah.
Because I'm hearing that the same thing.
I have
people host parties,
right.
Holidays, and want the space for a large table.
Growing up Italian and my family was from New York, our holidays were always in someone's basement.
Yes, same
was,
here.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the one unobstructed space that they had that could accommodate when people entertained that day. It was 30 people, right? So it was what they did. But having your biggest room be your dining room in a home is often, I think, a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think you're devaluing the house. Now, in my own house, as you know, my front room, my big dining room, was actually my living room. I actually did that.
Yes.
And it's easy. You know, people think, oh, it's four walls. Drop a chandelier, right? It's a box. It's a rectangular box.
Exactly.
Drop a chandelier to center it. Put up some chair rail or picture frame or board and batten molding. That's now a dining room.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a mindful fix. How about you?
I agree.
Definitely. Especially when you can't open up the space.
Yes.
Dottie, do you think a space could be too open?
Yes.
I do. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Where you don't know where to cut off, where to put furniture, because it might blend into a room, another room. It's like, all right, how do you cut it off to separate the rooms without walls?
What is this?
Yes.
I looked at a house a couple weeks ago, and the kitchen, basically, it was so open that the kitchen was sort of the end of the hallway, and you didn't even know, like, where was what room. And I think even with an open floor plan, which I've grown to really like, you need some delineation, right?
Yes.
Just so things kind of make sense, like, where am I going?
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes.
So I would say dumbing down formal living rooms, making them more casual, more approachable, even if there's a family room, mindful. I think if you have one large room in the house, taking that room and making that a dining room as opposed to a living room, drop a chandelier, molding a great table. It still can be converted to something else if those people live differently, but also I think very mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about kitchens, because that's where we're going to put our big bucks, is kitchens. I'm going to give you some things that I see, and you tell me a must or not a must. Go into a kitchen and they have a countertop that's Formica.
Change.
Must, right?
Must change.
Must. Can they change from a yellow 70s Formica to a Formica that looks like it's some sort of a stone in a lower price range, or not really?
Yeah. I think that's okay, because if the price range doesn't support granite or quartz,
right.
Yes.
I would say, to me, I feel right now that the price point that's hot for people where houses still sell is 500 or below.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like four and five.
Yes.
And four and five, in my estimation, and please disagree with me if you don't think so, I think for between four and five, you have to do stone.
Yes.
And you have to do stainless steel appliances.
I agree.
They don't have to be the most expensive stainless steel appliances. They could be a very, you know, generic mm-hmm. brand. But I think those two are mindful upgrades.
I agree. Someone's thinking, I'm going to be close to $500,000 home.
Right.
I want to see something more permanent like that.
No, I would say in New Jersey, in our market, if you were in the threes, maybe you can get away with it.
Yeah.
Depends.
Yeah, it depends.
Isn't it weird that so many people growing up, we didn't have stainless steel appliances, that all of a sudden granite, and now it's not granite, now it's quartz.
Quartz
and stainless steel seem to be almost like, yeah, that's what you have, right?
Yes.
That's like that's sort of the median.
It's almost expected.
It's expected. So I say to people all the time, if they're in that range, you know, 4 or 5 range, upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Stainless steel appliances aren't that expensive. You can go to any of the big box stores.
Right.
They're pretty reasonable, right?
You could get them as a 3-set.
As a 3-set. And make sure, mindful, very much mindful upgrade is do it all at the same time.
Yes.
One of the dumbest things that people do that I see all the time is they replace the washer and not the dryer.
Yes.
If the washer goes, the dryer's going too.
Yes.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Same color, same time.
Yes.
Smart. And the same thing with your set of appliances. Do you find that when people have different brands, one a refrigerator, a stove, and a
dishwasher,
and they're all completely different brands,
yeah,
they notice?
Yes.
Even if they're all stainless steel.
Or sometimes you'll see one might be stainless, the other might be have a black surface or a white.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not good.
No.
Okay.
Then people feel the need, oh, I'm going to have to change this. And somebody's opinion might be, oh, I'm going to have to come in with a lower price because I have to change this. I said, well, that's a personal opinion.
Right.
There's a working item here. A seller doesn't have to replace it because it doesn't match.
In the 80s, there was a big trend that new construction people were putting in electric stoves. So a lot of electric stoves, late 70s, 80s, and mm-hmm. so on. If you connect to the street gas line, conversion from an electric stove to a gas stove, mindful renovation, yes or no?
Yes.
Right? Yes.
Yes. So many people want gas, prefer gas.
Is that almost... when you do an assessment, when you go to somebody's house or you meet them in your office, is that something that's a hot button most of the time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I showed somebody a house yesterday up in Holland Township.
Right.
And said, well, I'm going to have to convert to gas. I said, there's not gas in the street
up here. No. I guess they'll still bring a propane tank
in.
But if you have city, if the gas and water line are there, I think a mindful, definitely a mindful fix is definitely convert to gas for mm-hmm. the cooktop. Not necessarily for the wall oven or anything else.
Right. Most wall ovens are electric anyway.
And yes. I think people prefer that.
Mm-hmm.
For me, actually, I don't prefer that, even though I do have it. I don't prefer it because I don't bake. To me, baked items don't appeal to me. But if I wanted to broil a steak, I think a broiled steak on gas is much better than a broiled steak or lamb chops or something like that.
Right, right.
But I think most people do bake. And most people like the consistency of temperature of electric oven.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, again, we touched upon briefly on countertops, about quartz. Are people asking you for quartz?
Not specifically. They'll ask me, what is this? So they'll say, is this granite? Is this quartz? And I'll tell them, you know, granite has a very, very busy pattern most of the time.
Right.
If it's a more subtle pattern, most of the time it's quartz.
I'm building a bar right now, a restaurant and bar in New Providence, and we worked yesterday at the fabricator on picking a surface. And one of the things that I didn't realize about quartz is a lot lighter. The material is significantly less in weight than granite. So if you're looking to upgrade or to change, keep that in mind when you have big spanses for supports.
Mm.
I didn't need all those sort of unsightly supports because I was going to switch to quartz.
Nice.
With what we were going to do. So something I learned every day, all these years, you learn about that stuff.
Yeah.
Quartz was not initially, I thought, all that well received. Now it's the norm.
Yeah, because they've come up with so many other different styles and colors.
Right.
And I'm finding now with this transitional style, with that more contemporary look, they don't want that busy pattern.
No.
Exactly. They prefer a more subtle.
Because before this, before there was quartz, if you wanted something more subtle, you'd do marble.
Yes.
And then you would do Carrara or Calcutta, which I love with the extra brown in it. But that's not a practical surface because right. someone will, you'll have a holiday party and someone will put down a glass of red wine and the ring will be there for life.
Yeah.
So in that way, quartz works well. I always went for quartz surfaces in the bathrooms, but not the kitchen. I was afraid of it, but now it's the flip.
It's yeah, definitely. Yeah. It looks great.
Okay, let's talk about one more thing in the kitchen and then we're going to go to bathrooms. And that is, let's talk about flooring in kitchens. Now, this is sort of a slippery slope, I think. Initially, when I was in the business, if I was working on a kitchen, the kitchen surface was always some sort of a stone, whether it be a ceramic tile or whether it be maybe travertine or some sort of a stone surface, whatever it was, cork even maybe, which I never liked, but a surface that was different than the rest of the flooring. Something happened, and then all of a sudden, and maybe this is the onset of the more open or consistent floor plan, people were embracing hardwood, which I have in my own home, hardwood through the kitchen. Is completing hardwood, maybe you have hardwood in your kitchen as a different surface and you're redoing your cabinets, is hardwood in the kitchen a mindful fix? That's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. It depends on what the cabinets are.
Exactly, exactly. And here's the thing that I made it, I think it made it more amenable. When people went towards the white cabinets and the painted cabinets, it was a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you didn't have the wood, the stained wood of the cabinet competing with the stained wood of the floor, which could be, in most cases, really looked terrible.
And two different stain colors.
Right.
Cherry against oak.
Or and then also, if they were too close together, that didn't look good either.
Right.
So it was really...
It looked like all one thing.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
But I think when people embraced, and it's been a long time, whether it's gray or white or what have you, or anything in between, the painted cabinet has been with us for a while now, think that brought on carrying hardwood floors through.
Yeah.
The other thing, if you don't have a completely open floor plan, the continuity of floors through a space, and the kitchen is so important where you spend so much time, the continuity of floors just visually makes a space look more open. If someone had the budget to change their floor and they were changing it anyway, would you encourage them to keep the continuity and carry the hardwood through if they had painted cabinets?
Yes.
Yeah. I think that's a mindful fix.
Yeah. I tend to see people covering up a tile or something with a hard wood or a not laminate, but like an engineered wood. But it's not exactly matching the rest of the room. So it's not flowing.
Big mistake.
Yeah. My opinion, just change the tile.
Right. Right.
Upgrade the tile.
Yeah. No, it's a slippery slope with some of those things.
Yeah.
No pun intended. So the area that I wanted to go last with mindful fixes is bathrooms. Now, I have very definite ideas about bathrooms, but I'm going to start from you because you're on the front end of bathrooms, which really a resale house, a bathroom is a very tricky thing, even more than a kitchen because it's so personal.
Mm-hmm.
What are people asking you for, or what are people looking for, or what do people prefer in bathrooms?
Especially in the master or even in a main hall bath, two sinks.
Two sinks. Oh, that's a good one.
Because if there's kids, they prefer two sinks in a main hall bath.
I also think from a standpoint, there was a period of time in master bathrooms and new construction, they were doing two vanities, one for each person.
Right.
That didn't last long either because you know what it is? Then you have less counter space.
Right.
If you have a vanity that's set with two sinks, you have a lot. You gain a lot of counter space.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think particularly for women that want that extra space for, you know, for whatever, that makes it the best scenario for a master. Does it have to be in the Jack and Jill? Does it have to be? No. But I would say that any bathroom in the house except for a powder room, if you can make two sinks work.
I agree.
Do it.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yep. Who see it or don't even ask about it, but when they go in and they see it, oh, look, two sinks in here. That would work perfect. Like sometimes people don't think about that, but then when they see it, they realize that's now an item on their criteria.
Bathroom, master bathroom, no brainer.
Right.
Maybe even reconfigure to get two sinks. If you don't have any others, not so bad. But master for sure.
Yeah. Especially, but it also if the other, no, but... especially if it's a four-bedroom, I would definitely try to get that main hall bath with two sinks.
Any opportunity except for the powder room.
Right.
Absolutely.
I agree.
But I would say master Absolutely.
Has to.
Even if you have to reconfigure it a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
How about washer and dryer on the same floor as the bedrooms?
People like that.
Do they ask for that?
Some of them do, yes.
Yeah.
So they don't have to bring laundry even down to the first floor.
I think that's very much a mindful fix. Every house I've lived in, for some reason, I've been lucky enough to have it on the same floor, which is kind of nice. Sometimes it was just sort of a closet,
mm-hmm.
and then sometimes it was a room,
room
that you can have. I think that's something that's appealing to people.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a buy decision? They can live with it where it is?
It depends on the age of the person looking for the house.
Let's do this. Washer and dryer in the basement. Install it somewhere else in the house. Mindful fix?
Yes.
I say yes.
Yes.
Whether you're 21 or 91.
Move it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad, right? And that yeah. was sort of standard for a lot of houses.
Yeah.
I think that it's nice to have it on the same floor with the bedrooms, but I think that more and more people are not willing to go down a flight of stairs, even if it's a finished basement,
mm-hmm.
to do laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would deter people from that property. Anything else that you can think of? We're actually coming to the end of the segment. So anything else that when you meet somebody for the first time, you must hear consistencies in what people are looking for. So when people are thinking of getting ready to put their house on the market and they're going to put some money into it, what would you put money into? What are people asking you for, Dottie?
I have a lot of people that don't want carpet. They prefer hardwood.
Now, I know... Given they prefer it on the first floor, but if it's a two-story,
same,
they,
yes.
now, right?
Yes.
And that's different
it's
than
okay
it was.
To have carpet upstairs in the bedrooms, but
right.
the same. Not one color per room.
Yeah, no blue, red. Yeah.
Right. The
Did
hallway.
You have that?
Yes, as kids, yes.
I had John Leahy last week here from, because after we leave, just to let you know, in fact, we're going to finish a little early today because we're going down to Princeton to shoot our television show, which we're going to continue on this topic, which I always like to do at the beginning of the season. He was on last year. I couldn't have you on together. And he said, we talked about the different colors of carpet in bedrooms. And I said mine was royal blue sculpted. And he said his was red sculpted, which is even worse than royal blue. Did you grow up in like a princess bedroom with a different color carpet?
Yep, I had. I think it was either purple. I think it was purple.
Yeah.
Some kind of like deep purple color.
So it could be carpet, but continuity of carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Not even just color, but continuity that
yes.
it's all the same carpet.
Yes.
And a
so
neutral.
So if your stairs are carpeted like with a runner.
Right.
Do the runner. I like the look of the runner. And then you bring it up to the top of the steps and
right.
it's the same carpet throughout the all
right,
the bedrooms.
Right. It carries through. Because
yes.
people aren't doing those runners that are all sort of tassel-y and different anymore.
Yeah, no.
It's just more about practicality.
And it's sculpted carpet.
Right.
With small pattern.
Right. Closed loop carpet.
Closed, yep. Mm-hmm.
So it's not so you don't have crush marks and you don't have dust getting into
exactly.
it. Exactly. So that's good. Anyway, we're just going to end a little bit early today. So any last minute tips that you could say for people of things that would be a must that you would do in even your own home to get top dollar for it?
I would say bold colors out.
Yeah.
Neutrals in.
Neutrals.
Neutral gray, grayish, light gray, light
and
beige.
Gray over tan?
Yeah,
I'd say yes.
Yes, I think so. Even
yeah.
the grayish,
yeah.
kind of in
the
between.
The mid road.
Yes.
Yeah, and also
and very light.
Right, and then as light as walls are, and consistency of paint color, which is also a mindful fix. If you're going to sell, carry the color through
throughout the whole
which
house,
which is so different than we did when we started.
Exactly.
Right? Carry the same color through
yep.
throughout.
People like that continuity,
and also the sight line makes it look like it's bigger if it's not open.
It's true.
Exactly.
Very true.
Last thing I want to say, and a mindful fix, and this I think is important, we'll end on this note. You're moving to another state. You have three children. You have to take furniture with you because you have to make the house livable. Spend the money or put some furniture or keep furniture in the house or even rent some in a higher priced stage
mm-hmm.
or rent some furniture when you show the house.
Yes, I agree.
There's something that's out there that I know you know about, which is virtual staging where you can
yes.
set it up that way. But when people come into that house and they see it empty, it gives them a bad feeling, doesn't
it? It does. People don't remember what a room looks like unless there's furniture in it.
And I think there's a turnoff to people if the place isn't furnished. If you have to take your furniture with you, pay the money. It doesn't have to be throughout the whole house.
Right. Or just a few pieces.
Do some few pieces. They can't be dumpy, though. They have to be nice
yes.
pieces. Do some staging furniture rental. Maven Hill Design does that. Furniture a rental and make the place look, oh, this is where your couch goes.
Yes.
Oh, this is where we want to watch TV.
Because some people don't have that ability to place it.
Yeah. And I think it's just an empty house gives people a bad vibe.
Yeah.
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 I think that was the impetus in the beginning when the builders were staging the models, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Needed exactly. to look somewhat lived in.
Dottie, you did a great job, as you always do. Tell us one more time, if they're just tuning in toward the end of our podcast, how they can reach you.
You can reach me at my cell. My number is 609-357-8436, or at my email, DottiePolak@comcast.net.
Terrific. Thank you for being my guest. I look forward to, I'm sure we'll be doing, before the end of the year, you'll be back here in studio doing
Sounds good.
Thank you all, and thank you for tuning into our program. Sorry, Grant Nage is a little bit early today to get down to Princeton, but we'll be back next time with another installment of our program, Modern Design. And also listen and watch our new television show on the Comcast channel and on YouTube called Design for the Times. Thank you all. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
USA Radio News with...
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Are you in business? Not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it. Are you in business? Not a member of the Chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.